All right, you know how we do. Let's pray over the word this morning.
Hallelujah.
Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it. And it is health and healing to our flesh, Father. As we open your word today, I call for life to flow, for health and healing to manifest, and for our faith, Father, to be manifested today. What we believe, Father, we receive, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give our podcast listeners a nice hand clap. Praise God. We're glad they're listening. Praise the Lord. Come down and see us. Amen. Or else. All right. So let's go into 3 John 2 real quick. That's where we ended out last week. And so I want to get back in, just going to go over that one more time. We're talking about prosperity, talking about being prosperous. Amen. This is financial prosperity. Let me be clear. We're not talking about spiritual prosperity. We're talking about money in your pocket. We get so spiritual sometimes, we're no earthly good, Dad used to say. So let's not get so spiritual that we can't be blessed. Money come, and money comes because it's God who blesses us with it. Amen.
Amen.
We can work all we want to work. We can work hard. We can till the ground. We can sweat by the brow. We can break the back. We can do what we do naturally. But God has a higher standard that he has for us. It's not you have to work so hard to get where you are. He wants everybody to know that he put you where you are, that he blessed you so that they can see, oh, I want that.
Yeah.
You see, I the reason that we as believers glow, we look different than other people. And I've heard this all my life. There's something different about you. Amen. Never heard that said to you, right? There's something different about you. There's a reason. Because see, when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there's a light that shines within you. It takes you away from the darkness that you once were, and now you're illuminated.
That's right.
Well, people see that. You're not like everyone else. You're different. Why? Because you're born again. And they don't know that that's what they see, okay? But that's what they're seeing. Why? God wants them to see that. Why? He wants them to ask you, can I have that too? I want that. I want to have the joy that you have. How can you be at such peace in time of turmoil? I want that, right? And so how can you, that's what they want. And God wants them to see it so that they'll want it. Same thing with the covenant. God wants them to see you blessed, prosperous, healthy, lacking no good thing. Amen. Why? So they can say, I want that.
Amen.
I'd love to have a daddy that would take care of me like that. Amen. So God wants them to see that. Why? So God gets the glory. It's all about God getting the glory.
Amen.
Even Jesus, so that God could get the glory, would do the signs, wonders, and miracles he did. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So, 3 John 2, and here we are. It says, Beloved, I pray that ye may prosper in all things. Say all things.
All.
So he wants us to prosper in all things. He says to prosper in all things and be in health, even as your soul prospers. All right. So he wants us healthy and wealthy. He wants us healthy and wealthy. So say this, I'm healthy and I'm wealthy in Jesus' name. Now we say that every day. Thank you, Father, that by your word, you wish above all things that I prosper and be in health, even as my soul prospers. So I thank you, Father, that I am healthy and wealthy in Jesus' name. That took me 5 seconds. I just put my faith out there. It's God's word. He heard it, and now he acts on it. He does not act on, and this is what I was talking about last week. I heard Joel say this today. He does not act on your word. He acts on his word.
Amen.
Nothing moves him more than his word. Your need does not move God.
That's right.
Your circumstance does not move God.
No.
Hallelujah. Calling out to Jesus, save me, that will move God.
Yeah.
We see that happen with Peter, didn't we?
Yes.
Didn't we? But what moved Jesus? The fact that he saw Peter sinking?
No.
Not at all. You think Jesus knew he was going to sink? Probably. Probably. Yeah, you know. So he began to sink, but he waited. Let's see what he's going to do here. What you going to do, Peter?
You know, I wonder if Jesus just kind of standing there on the waves going, doom, doo, doom, doo, doom, doo, doom, you know, waiting on Peter to do something, whether it be exercise his faith or exercise Jesus help me. Either way, Jesus was going to move. But praise God, he cried out to Jesus. Of course, Jesus saved him and rebuked him. Right? Because fear began to come. Fear will always come. It will always try to come. We have to fight it off. We're stronger than fear. We are stronger than unbelief. Why? Because we're believers. We have something that's very much more stronger than fear, and it's faith. And it's every time we hear the word, every time we preach the word, every time we speak the word, faith comes.
Amen.
You want faith? Preach the word. Speak the word. Hear the word. Faith will come.
Yes.
Faith will come. You need to increase our faith. Well, listen to what I've been saying for the past 3.5 years, guys. Right? I mean, amen. I mean, you think Jesus is out there going, come on, guys. Faith comes every time you hear me preach the word. Right? All right. So he says, I pray above all things that you prosper, that you be in health, even as your soul prospers. So you see just how easy it is that I just exercised my faith. And the way I did it, it took 5 minutes. You know, I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes it just don't want to. Sometimes you don't feel like it. I don't feel like praising God. I don't feel like thanking God. This fight is horrible. I just don't feel like it. The Bible says this. And actually, if you look over, you'll see in Jude chapter 20. I was just thinking about this. It says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.
That's right. Yeah.
See, sometimes we don't feel like, Father, I got to exercise my faith, and I don't feel like it. I'm beat down. I'm hurting. I'm tired. And this faith fight is really harsh. I don't feel like exercising my faith. But that's what we've got to do.
Right.
What do you think the devil's doing? You think he's going to let go now that you don't feel like doing anything? Oh, no. He's going to come hard.
Yeah, right.
So what do we need to do? We get in there and we build ourselves up on our most holy faith. That will stir our gift within us, right?
Yeah.
To give us the strength we need to say, thank you, Father. Above all things that you prosper, I prosper. You know, and then you get into it. And you get fired up about it. Why? Because it's God. He said it. He'll back it.
Yeah.
He said it and he'll back it. Numbers 23:19. Yeah. Plain and simple. If he said it, he'll do it. If he spoke it, he'll make it good.
Amen.
There's blessings out there that you just don't even fathom. That God has already planned for you. But you got to receive this one first. And then you got to receive this one second.
Yes.
And then this one third. God's not just going to drop $9 million in your lap. You got to build yourself up.
That's right.
Right? Why? Because you may not tithe off the 9 mil.
Oh.
See, you got to be a tither off the least to be a ruler over the much, God said.
Right?
Right?
Yes.
To make you ruler over much, you've got to be faithful in the little things.
Right.
The little things. So there's where it's important. It's important that we be faithful in our little things. Amen. So, it is God's will for me to prosper. He wants me to prosper. He wants you to prosper. Amen. Go to Psalms 112. The Psalms are literally full of God wanting you prosperous. All right, Psalms 112. And let's start in verse 1. Praise the Lord! Now, how many of you feel like all the time, praise the Lord? We don't always feel like praise the Lord, but sometimes that's what it takes. You got to get that out.
Amen.
Right? When you're in the midst of the battle, praise the Lord.
Amen.
If you only just say praise the Lord, then praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph, not weakness. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Why? You know you've already won the victory. So we shout. All right, let me get into this now. Praise the Lord anyway. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in my house. Now, say that with me. Wealth and riches.
Are in my house.
Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, that you want wealth and riches to be in my house. I praise you for it. And I thank you now, Lord, that I am rich and I'm wealthy. I give you the glory for it, Father, in Jesus' name. I just spoke his word, put my faith out there. I thanked him for it, and he's on the way with my money.
Amen.
He's on the way. Praise God. I'm getting fired up here now. Be careful. His descendants, verse 2, will be mighty on earth. You see, we are mighty people. Amen. We are mighty people. Why? Because we're strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Amen. Because greater is He that is in us than he that's in this world.
Amen.
I can go on for days. We have the victory.
Yes.
We just have to step into it.
Yes.
We just have to claim it. It's ours. We have it. We got to claim it. War is not fun. War is not fun. War is not easy. You lose people. Casualties of war. Have you ever heard, right, that saying? Casualties of war. War is not fun. It is not easy. War is hard. But I don't want this faith fight to be hard. It's going to be hard. They always are. You think walking on the water was easy? That took faith. That took strong faith, right? Strong faith to get out of that boat. I mean, just because it's Jesus now telling me to come doesn't mean I'm still going to be able to walk on the water. He said to go ahead and come, but it's where my faith is.
That's right.
That's right.
And that'll preach for days.
Amen.
Not just with Peter.
Yeah.
Jesus is right here, and he says come in every area of your life.
Amen.
It's up to you and where your faith is to get out of the boat. What steps you take, it's up to you. But he's not going to say, come. Oh, no, let me come get you. I'll hold your hand and I'll walk you over here. That's not how he does things. He says, come.
That's right.
So you get out of the boat. If he says sow, you sow. He says reap, you reap.
Amen.
Says be healed, you be healed. Right? This is what we do. So our descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. You are the generation of the upright.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, you are blessed. What's the word blessed mean? Empowered to prosper. You are empowered to prosper.
Amen.
Well, just because you're empowered to do it doesn't mean you've done it. Right? See, you're empowered with authority over sickness and disease. You're empowered with authority over the devil. You're empowered with this authority in the name of Jesus. But if you don't invoke that name, you don't have any authority.
That's right.
You have to invoke that name. You have to take that step. You have to get out of the boat. You have to realize I am blessed. I don't feel blessed. It's kind of,
yeah.
Oh, I got, wait a minute. I got 250 cents over here because I just got blessed, right? But I didn't have anything else in my pocket until she blessed me. I'll tell you that right now. I got hauls over here, 50 cents over here. So praise God. I didn't have, but she blessed me. And now I do have. Here's where we're at. How's God going to do it? I don't know. Worst thing you can do as a believer looking for the faith of your of manifestation of your faith is to try and figure out how God's going to do it.
Yeah,
you'll limit Him. You will limit Him if you try to put your thoughts on how God is going to do it. You cannot do that.
No.
You can't. How is God going to? No, stop. Don't do it. Stay away from the how-to.
Yeah.
Just get into the knowing that He will.
Yes, amen.
When you speak His word, you know.
Yep,
you speak your word. You know. Now, here's a bad thing. What you speak, if it is not faith and it is not the word, somebody's going to act on that. And he's called the creep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's going to act on fear in a New York minute.
That's right.
Just as your Father God begins to dispatch the angels in every area of your life, they may even get into a war, to a battle, right? But it doesn't matter. They're still on their way with your blessing. Regardless, but God heard his word, and now he has dispatched for your faith to manifest. Right? So now we fight the good fight of faith. Stop preaching my sermon. All right. So this is exactly what we must do. We've got to fight through. It's not going to just, I think God's going to do it this way. Oh, man. You'll be so far off of how God would do it. I mean, God's going to,
blow your mind. That's how God does it. Why? Because he is the one who's supposed to get the glory. You see, we don't tell God how to do it. We just tell him, thank you for it. We preach it. We speak his word. We release our faith, knowing that God will. And that's it. And thank him for it. Thank you for it. Every day I ask him and I thank him. I ask him and I thank him. I praise him and I thank him. I praise him and I thank him. I speak his word and I thank him. Amen. This is what we do. Until what? Manifestation. And then what we get by faith, we must keep by faith. We protect it. Amen. Right. Because why? The devil will come immediately, just as he does with the word, to steal, kill, and destroy. Instantly. That's what he does. Immediately, the Bible says. He will come and try to steal the word that you've heard. Amen. Amen. So we don't allow him to do so. Praise God. Go to Psalm 35. Psalm 35. All right. Psalm 35, verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of your righteousness and of your praise all the day long. Hallelujah. Our God wants you prosperous. Plain and simple. We can go through the word. We'll see this. I've got a million scriptures. Not really that many, but pretty close. But I've got a lot here that I don't know if we'll keep going next week or not, because we're not really making it through too far yet. But I've got a lot here, and it just proves how God wants you to prosper. He wants you blessed. He wants you. He says, let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. The word of God says in Hebrews 11 and chapter 6 that without faith, it's impossible to please God. God takes pleasure in your prosperity. So in order for us to prosper, we must release our faith. When we release our faith, it pleases God, and then he is pleasured by prospering us with our faith. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Because that was a lot. All right. So we shout for joy and we are glad because we favor his righteous cause. He says to let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified. So we're supposed to say continually, my God, my Lord, Jesus, be magnified.
Hallelujah.
Be magnified in me. Be magnified in my home. Be magnified in my life. Be magnified in this earth. Say it continually. He takes pleasure out of that. And the prosperity of his servant. Now praise God for that. Amen. All right. So, let's go to, we got to go to Proverbs. Go to Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs 10. All right. All right. Proverbs 10 and verse 22. It says, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord makes me rich, and there is no sorrow with it. The blessing of the Lord makes me rich, and I am not sorrowful.
That's right.
If you're sorrowful, you've not received the blessing that makes you rich, okay? The blessing of my Lord makes me rich.
Amen.
And he adds no sorrow to it.
Praise God.
I'm rich. And I have not sorrow. I'm full of joy.
That's right.
Let them shout for joy and be glad.
Yeah.
Who favor me? Who, let them, what? What do? They shout for joy.
Shout for joy.
And be glad. Not be sorrowful.
That's right.
You see, when you've got your faith out there, you cannot be sorrowful.
That's right. Because you know he will.
Sorrow, you know he will. Because sorrow means doubt. See, sorrow means what if.
Sorrow means he may not. See? We can't have that with faith. There is no may not. There is no what if. Well, I wasn't good enough. This is not about you. Remember, we've got to get past that. This is about Jesus, about what he did. Jesus became poor so that I, through his poverty, would be made rich. Right?
That's right.
Therefore, I'm wealthy. I'm rich. Why? Because Jesus became poor for me. If I'm poor now, then I need to call on the riches and the wealth of the Lord. See, my God supplies all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, not the bank's riches and glory.
Amen.
See, God's got more money than the bank.
Amen.
You know that's right, right? God knows how to heal my body a lot better than a doctor.
Amen.
Because, see, he molded it and he created it.
Right.
And he's the one who breathed life into
all
it,
right.
Not the doctor. Amen.
Amen.
See, we gotta get past our thinking of, well, they'll help me. Oh, they'll help me. No, my God will do it. My God is my source in any area of our life. Whether we love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, whatever, money, wealth, healing, health, whatever it might be. We've seen now in two or three different scriptures now where he's combined both health and wealth. He wants us healthy and wealthy. I'll tell you, you can't go preach the gospel if you're not healthy. You surely can't go preach the gospel if you're not wealthy. You've got to have money to get there. You got to have money to stay in a hotel. You got to have money to get on a plane. You got to have money to eat. You don't want to go to Haiti and have cat. No, thank you. Cat and rice. I'll just eat the rice. Thank you. Yes. No dog, no cat. No, it takes money. It takes wealth. And it takes health. You can't. How are you going to preach for 2 and 3 hours and lay hands on the sick when there's hundreds of people lined up for you to lay hands on them? And yet you can't hardly stand to preach. You're sick. You don't feel good. No. God wants you healthy and he wants you wealthy.
That's right.
Right? Now, I don't say that you have to be healthy in order to preach healing. I don't believe that for 1 minute. Because I'm preaching the word. I'm not preaching me.
Amen.
I don't have to be wealthy to preach prosperity. Why? Because I'm not preaching me. I'm preaching the word.
That's good.
You see this? We got to pull ourselves out.
Yeah.
We're preaching this. This is God's word. My word means nothing. Just as the stock market, you could have millions today. It'd be gone tomorrow. That could be the word of a man. See, the man's word can be good today, not good tomorrow. And he's... Man's, most cases, men won't even back up their own word.
Yeah.
We don't hear the word anymore, or the saying anymore, I'm a man of my word. You don't hear that anymore. We don't just settle contracts on a handshake because he's of his word. Men are not of their word anymore. Men don't feel that their word really means anything. A contract means nothing. I can get out of it. See?
Yeah.
But our God, he can't get out of his word. He's got a contract. And he doesn't want to. He wants to back up his word. Hallelujah. So he wants to fulfill the word that's coming out of your mouth. Amen?
Yes.
All right. I'll read that one more time. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Praise God for that. Hallelujah. All right. Lord have mercy. Where am I going now? All right. All right, let's look at Deuteronomy 8. Deuteronomy 8. All right. Whew. I don't know. Did it ever cool down in here? I'm blazing up here. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. Deuteronomy chapter 8. yes, let's start in verse... Oh, boy. Let's start in verse 7. I don't have a lot of time. It says, for the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land. Hallelujah for that.
Hallelujah.
A land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs that flow out of the valleys of hills. A land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates. A land of olive oil and honey. A land in which you will eat bread without scarcity.
Hallelujah.
Sounds like you'll have more than enough to meet every need without ever exhausting your supply.
Pass it on.
You'll be blessed to be a blessing. You'll eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, and a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper. When you have eaten and are full, hallelujah, when you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you. That's when you will bless the Lord. Amen? Because who gave it to you? Our God. See, we just read a list of prosperity back in this day. Okay, these are all the things that they needed back then. This is, if you had these things, you were prosperous. See, God said, I'm going to give you this. I'm going to lead you to this land, right? And it's going to have all of these things that you'll need. And you'll have so much bread, you'll eat as much as you want without scarcity. Yep. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes the cupboards are a little scarcity, right? Yep. Sometimes the bank account's a little scarcity. Yep. But our God doesn't want that. He wants us to have more than enough. Amen. To meet every need without ever exhausting our supply. Amen. Verse 11 says, beware that you do not forget the Lord your God. See, he said, this is when you're going to bless the Lord. Yeah. This is when you're going to bless the Lord for the good land he has given you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God. Amen. See, he wants us to remember him. We should always, we do this at Thanksgiving. We should do this weekly. Go through the blessings that God has blessed us with and thank him. And thank him for it. We do it at Thanksgiving. I'm thankful that God this and thus and that. We don't, how far back do we go? Do we go just for that year? How far back do you thank God, right? How about far back do you remember the blessings he's bestowed upon you? The things that he's done for you. And thank him for it. He wants us to remember him. He says, beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, his statutes, which I command you today. Lest, when you have eaten and are full, and have built beautiful homes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, have you built your own house yet? I haven't. No. He said right here that I'm going to build my own home then. Yeah. Come on now. Yeah. Back then, a home was probably like my closet over here. But that they built it. Yeah. And it was from God for them. Right. My house is not a closet. It's going to be big. If I build it. Hallelujah. But he said, when, and that's what I like about this. I've done it. I want to do it. I mean, I want to build my own house. Praise God. Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply and your silver and your gold are multiplied. How many of you have silver and gold and want it multiplied? I'll take it. Please, Lord, thank you, Father, that you multiply my gold, that you multiply my silver. Why? He said he would. He said he would right here. He said he would. So I thank him for it. I put his word back to him. Thank you, Father, that you multiply my silver and my gold, that you multiply my Bitcoin and my bank account. Right? Yeah. Come on now. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. All right, here we go. Yes. All right. My gold are multiplied and all that I have is multiplied. Could you imagine everything that you have be multiplied? Even if it be multiplied by two. I got two houses now. Two brand new cars, right? Two grandbabies, which I do have. Thank you very much. I mean, you think about that. Taking everything that you have and multiplying it. When all that you have has been multiplied. Now, here's the thing. Can you see that? See, you got to be able to see it. You got to be able to see it. Not with these eyes. You got to be able to see it with your spiritual eyes here in the Word. You've got to be able to see it to receive it. Amen? All that I have be multiplied? I mean, I get two wives? Nope. Oh, no, you don't. All right. But amen, that everything that I have be multiplied. My silver, my gold, my houses, my whatever I have be multiplied. My food be multiplied. My cupboards be multiplied, right? Praise God. So, I like that one. That was a good one. All right, let me read 13 again. And when your herds and your flocks multiply, and you have your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that ye have is multiplied.
When your heart is lifted up, what it becomes proud. Uh-oh. That's what that means. When your heart is lifted up, it's referring to being proud. When your heart is lifted up and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. He's about to get into it, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's about to get into it. Who led you through that great and terrible wilderness in which were fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty land where there was no water, who brought you water for you out of the mighty rocks. Now, you got water out of the flinty rocks. Water out of rocks. Hello? What? I mean, now, come on now, right? I see water out of rocks. Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you, do you think God, if you were back here, was going to give you water from a rock? That's why we don't try to see how God's going to do something. He's going to do something that's going to blow your mind. Just let him do it. And he gets the glory. And he's telling them right now, you got lifted up. See, now you're all, you got everything you need. You're in a land full of plenty. And now you're proud. You best not forget me is what he's getting ready to tell them. You best not forget me. And see, this is why we go back and we thank God for what he's done. We praise God for what he's done. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Right? Amen. All right. I'm getting fired up here, and I ain't got time to do that. So when your heart is lifted up, or when you become proud and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led you through a great and terrible wilderness in which were fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty land where there was no water, who brought water for you out of flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you to do you what? That he might test you to do you good. Not test you to do you evil. But that he might test you to do you good. How does God test you financially? Well, he sees, well, or is he going to sow? Is he going to bring his tithe? I mean, let's test him. I'm going to give him $1,000. Let's see if he tithes off of it. He won't test you with something good. What are you going to do with it, huh? You know what? I'm going to put $500 in his hand, but I'm going to tell him to give it over here to the pastor. I wonder if he's going to do it. I'm going to test him. This is God up there now.
That's right.
Talking. Yeah, I'm going to test him, he says. But it's with good. It's with good. Why? Because he wants you blessed on the other side.
That's right.
If you just do what he says, he's going to bless you on the other side.
Yeah.
This is what he wants. He wants. See, he knows what you're going to do. You need to know what you're going to do.
Yeah, that's right.
That's where he's at. He wants to see. Yeah. Yes, he wants to see that you know. Now, he wants to see. Make sure you're going to give him the glory. That you're going to remember him. That you're going to testify. Right? But you need to know about who you are. See, when I think about myself, I could use $500 right now.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, could I use it. But if he gave it to me and told me to give it away, oh, I got problems.
I'm excited.
But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see, you got to think that through and go, no, thank God. Because I know that $500 is nothing compared to what blessing he's going to bestow on me on the other side of this. All I need to be is obedient.
Amen.
Amen? And he's going to set me free.
Yes, he will.
Praise God. Okay. That he might test you to do you good in the land. Then you say in your heart, my power and my might of my hand hath gained me this wealth.
No.
Wrong. That's not what they should have said.
No.
That's not what they should have said. He says, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you what?
Power
to get wealth.
Hallelujah.
You ready now? Here we go. Why does he give you this power? To establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day.
Amen.
He is giving you
the power to get this wealth to establish his covenant that he swore to your fathers.
Hallelujah.
Our father Abraham.
Yes.
Had many sons. Many sons had father Abraham.
Yep,
right?
Him.
We're descendants of.
Yes.
Father he promised faithfully. Father Abraham.
Yep.
The blessings that would be bestowed on him.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 28. You see that?
Yep.
That he'd be redeemed from the curse.
Yep.
You read the curse and you find yourself in there. You're redeemed from that.
Amen.
You read that curse and you find a situation or circumstance that you're going through and it's in there. You're redeemed from that.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, I'm redeemed from that, right?
Amen.
I'm redeemed from this. I'm redeemed from that. Because I'm redeemed from the curse of the law, for Jesus became the curse for me. For it's written, cursed is everyone who hangeth upon a tree.
That's right.
That the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. I'll take
Amen.
It.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We can do this all day when it comes down to prosper. When it comes down to God wanting you blessed. What? Empowered. To prosper, right? To be a blessing. He wants you healthy. He wants you wealthy. He wants you healthy. He wants you wealthy. He wants your cupboards to be full. He wants your herds to be full, mighty. He wants your, right?
Yeah.
This is what he wants for you. Doesn't mean that you have it already. It's waiting on you.
That's right.
It's waiting on you. But how do we get it?
Receive it.
We receive it by faith.
Thank
you, Father, that you became poor, or Jesus became poor, so that I, through his poverty, might be made rich. I thank you, Lord, that I am rich, that all my needs are met, that all my bills are paid, that I have everything I need, and my supply is not exhausted.
That's right.
I give you glory for it, Father, in Jesus' name. He heard his word. Oh, let's go to real quick. Numbers 23:19. Numbers 23:19. Come on now. Just go back a little bit to the left. To the left. All right. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? Our God will perform his word that he hears coming out of your mouth. But what? He's got to hear it come out of your mouth. It's got to be spoken. Why? See, he wants to give you this power so that he can establish his covenant with you.
Amen.
That covenant be established. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A man and woman, before they get married, when they get married, they put the rings on their fingers and they have that piece of paper, but that establishes their covenant. It is under who?
God.
It's under God. But that covenant now between that man and that woman is established now. It is solid.
Yes.
The ring cannot be broken. There is no holes in it. There's no breaks in it. There's no stops in it. It's continuous.
Amen.
Never ceases.
That's right.
Never ceases. This is our covenant with our God. It's established. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it's established for your good. In every area of you. What did we read? In all things.
Amen.
In all things.
Amen.
Beloved, I pray above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
That I'm rich and wealthy, that I prosper in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Go over it. In every area of your life. In all things, Father, thank you that I'm multiplied. That everything that I have has been multiplied. Right?
Yes.
Everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. We'll stop right here for now. Yes, let's stop right there for now. Praise God. We are blessed. I call you blessed. I call you blessed. I call you empowered to prosper. Hallelujah. We just have to see it, ladies and gentlemen. We have to know that our God wants us healed and wealthy. We have to see it, though. If we can't see it, we won't believe it.
Right.
We just won't believe it. And if we don't believe it, then we can't receive it. But we know it's out here because we read it through the Word that's mine. That is mine. I don't have it yet, but it's mine. How do I get it? I receive it by faith.
Amen.
I speak the Word and the Word only.
Amen.
And I get rid of the what if. And I get rid of the, oh, but, yeah, but no. There is no what if. I believe, therefore I receive. I stand on it, stand firm. You've seen, I've shot my faith out there 100 times today, it seems like, but like easy 5-10 times, and it only took me maybe 5 seconds each time I did it. You see what I'm saying? You speak the word out, you thank God for it, then you put yourself in that scripture. Thank you for it, Father, that I am prosperous and in health, even as my soul prospers, that I am rich because Jesus became poor so that I would be rich. You put yourself in it, and then you thank God for it. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Speaking His word only. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stand to your feet. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hey, all right. Woo. All right. Lift your hands to your blessing. Father, I bless you and I praise you.
Hallelujah.
I thank you for each and every person here today and listening to my voice. And I thank you, Father, for that covenant that you have established with us, that we, Father, are empowered to prosper, that you want us healthy and wealthy. And we thank you for it. We give you the glory for it, Father, in Jesus' name, as we go this week. I thank you and I praise you that we are healthy and wealthy. And we give you the glory for it and the honor. Thank you, Father, for watching over us this week. Let your protection be upon us. Let no evil befall us, and no plague will come nigh our dwelling in the name of Jesus. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. Praise God. Have a blessed week.